afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with something to think about.
There's a huge wall around the heavenly city where the foundation stones are inscribed with the names of the 12 apostles. Revelation 21:14 so instructs. When those apostles decided to follow Christ, they had no idea that their names would be recorded on the walls of the heavenly city for all eternity. Nathaniel sat under a fig tree one day, perhaps asking God if he would ever see the Messiah during his lifetime. He may have thought something like this: Lord, will I ever live to see the Messiah so I can follow him? Lord, can you see me under this fig tree? Sometime later, Philip comes to him and says, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets have written. Jesus of Nazareth, come and see. John 1:45-46. As soon as Jesus saw Nathanael, he said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. They had never met, but Jesus knew everything in his heart, like a computer program scanning for viruses. He scanned Nathanael's heart and couldn't find any virus, any deceit. Jesus told Nathanael, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. That's John 1:48. Even though Jesus wasn't anywhere near the fig tree, he could see him and knew what he was thinking. Jesus told him, because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these. Now, folks, he not only knew Nathanael's past, but he also knew his future. Nathanael would be a disciple of Jesus and would see him perform many miracles. And after Nathanael died, he had to be pleasantly surprised, wouldn't you think, when he arrived in heaven and saw his name inscribed on a foundation stone. Have you ever wondered if God knows what's going on in your life? Just as Jesus saw Nathanael under the fig tree, he sees where you are. Right now, you may be sitting in a chair in your living room, but he sees what you're doing. When you trust Jesus to save you, your name won't be chiseled on a foundation stone in heaven, but it will be recorded in the book of life. And that's why Jesus said, you need to rejoice. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon. Jim?
Dave?
You've been beefing it up.
I've been beefing up. And listen, I had a great time. Linda was out there.
Linda was out there.
A big crowd.
Was you beefing it up, Linda? How was Danny?
Danny Davis done great. Had a big crowd out there.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody had a great time. I mean, it was surprising if the people showed up.
Well, good.
Weather was perfect. It started raining just a little bit right before it started and then quit.
Yeah.
And had a great time.
I wanted to get out there to that car show yesterday.
How'd that go?
I didn't get a go. I didn't go. I shouldn't say get a go. My daughter took the ACT test yesterday.
Well, that was more important.
My wife was the moderator, and I was home by myself. So I took full advantage of sleeping in.
I understand that.
And I actually got up and done a little work around the house. So that's rare for me.
Well, at least you got some done.
Exactly.
Was Nikki tickled with what you got done?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her about that. She's more worried about the quality of what
the
got
quality,
done,
all right. I can understand
quantity.
That.
We got a big show lined up for you today. We've got, for the first time, all the Bluegrass Quartet here except the preacher.
Yeah.
And our thoughts and prayers are with Phyllis today.
Absolutely.
I understand Jerry's doing their funeral today. Her brother passed away, I understand.
Yeah.
And our thoughts and prayers are with Phyllis today and that family as they grieve their loss. And it's just a hard time.
It is.
It really
no
is.
Doubt.
But our brother Jerry won't be here, so we'll get through it the best we can, won't we, Glenn John?
Glenn, I have to be Jerry today.
He's little Jerry Scott.
Little Jerry. We're going to call him Little Jerry for the day.
But we're going to start off with a good banjo tune. Andrew's making a rare appearance
he
here
sure
on
is.
Bluegrass
banjo
in the
player.
Highlands. He may want paid or something.
That, well, yeah, that is, Andrew.
You're not paid?
Not paid. Well, now, you have to talk today.
Yeah.
I just said that to get you in
we
here.
We pay weekly, very weekly.
Yeah.
We'll pay what we're paying Linda. How's that?
There you go.
But we're going to start off with a good instrumental by none other than Glenn John and Andrew Oxer. What are you going to pick for us, Andrew?
I don't know. What are we picking? I saw the light.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we'll do. Thank you.
Yeah, don't pick those. Somebody tell me howdy. That was great, Andrew. Good job there. Trying to situate this mic first. We don't have several mics, just got one.
But that one barrel, mate.
Here we go. This is an E.
Yeah.
Oh. Not B flat.
Jerry's not here.
This is the second time you've done that. I stop and take the time to look around me. I see the signs of it appearing everywhere. The things you said would come to pass are now before me. I can feel a strange excitement in the air.
Song there, Glenn. You feel, you're doing a good job filling in.
Coming in sideways.
Coming in sideways and makes it sound good, doesn't it, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Now, Dave, if you was looking for a lawyer, who would you go at?
789-1111.
That's an easy number. And we're talking about our good friends down here at the Osborne Webb and O'Brien and Butcher Law Firm. Just started
up
right
here. I didn't know you practicing law.
Well, I've got a relative that is.
Oh, okay. That's why you use Brett Butcher.
That's why you use Brett Butcher.
No, I'm joking.
I know it.
They're all great lawyers.
They are great lawyers. They're a young bunch of lawyers. Yeah. And when you're starting out like that, you always like to make a name for yourself.
Exactly. And Brett just recently moved and joined forces with
us. He did.
Folks. And Brett moved locations on us, too.
He sure did. And the location now is 412 2nd Street right here in Paintsville, which was Kim's office.
Exactly. You know, Jim, every walk of life, sometime in your life, you're going to need a lawyer.
Absolutely.
And why not get one that you can call your family lawyer?
That's true.
And that's none other than Brett Butcher.
Because usually when you need a lawyer, it's, you know, sometime it can happen overnight.
And I'll tell you what, he picked a great number to remember.
He sure did.
789-1111.
1111. That's easy to remember.
That's our good friends. And give us their location one more time, Jim, because Brett did move.
He's moved to 412 2nd Street right here in Paintsville, and the name of the new office firm is Osborne Webb, O'Brien, and Butcher, and it's 412 2nd Street right here in Paintsville.
All righty.
Now, this portion phone number
of the show
again?
Is brought to you by Tuning.
Tuning.
Hey, let's talk about our good buddies. James Andrew, one of our oldest sponsors here on Bluegrass in the Highlands. Been a proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands for 20 years now, Jim.
That's a long time,
Dave. One of
our
first sponsors on the air with us. That's James Andrew, and he's got a great facility up there with plenty of parking. Great facility for any type of funeral, large or small. And he's kept his facilities up over the years, too.
He sure has, Dave. He stays up to date with everything.
Exactly. But he's got the latest technology up there. He can handle any type of funeral you want, from transfer, military, just anything you need.
That's true, and there's one thing that never changes up there.
What's that?
And that's a service.
Oh, man. They still do that
the old-fashioned way.
At Jones Preston. Let's hear a good word from our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home, and we'll be right back.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
You're all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Darkness of the night,
I'm sorry I was in sight
on the highway that leads down below.
Well, Jesus came in
and saved my soul from sin.
Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah, I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hallelujah, I'm ready.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready to go.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, you're going to sing, yes. G.
What are we doing?
G.
G. We're doing the race.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's
what we do. God walks with our heels. You want to do that?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we can play.
Great job, Loretta.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
Love that.
Great job.
We're going to get Ken in here to give the Highland Bluegrass Church announcements.
Okay, listen up and take notes. Number one, this is Halloween weekend coming up, and we have Saturday, October 31st, from 6 to 8, trunk or treat at the church parking lot. If you are a church member and want to be there, you're responsible for decorating and treats for the kids yourself. If you're a visitor and you just want to come down and give out Halloween candy there instead of maybe doing it at your house, feel free to do the same thing. Decorate your car, bring the treats. We will also be serving popcorn and hot chocolate in the fellowship hall. So if you haven't had enough treats, that's a good way to come in and get that. If you have any questions, you can call the church, 789-6433. Or you can call or talk to Dustin or Andrea Jones if you have any questions or if you want to volunteer. Okay, there is an elders and deacons meeting today at 4 to 5 at the church. That's the Highland Inspirational Singers, are going to have practice today at 4 o'clock. So if you didn't happen to be in church today, this is a good time. We do have some birthday announcements. On the 25th, Kayla Setzer. On the 26th, Grace Blackburn. On the 29th, Megan Huddle and Don Puckett. And we have an anniversary on the 30th, Mitchell and Christy Hackney. Again, if you do need to get in contact with the church, you can do that by calling 789-6433, or we have a website if you happen to want to check up on everything. We have recorded our songs and sermons, thehighlandchurchfamily.com. I also put a plug in for Thursday morning. We want to keep that one in mind, too. On Thursday morning, God's Point of View at 10:30 WSIP, right here at this location.
And I've got three names I'd like to add to that.
That's exactly right. We got Jim.
Well, my daughter had a birthday yesterday, Lindsay Patrick. My nephew, Logan Peters, had a birthday yesterday. And then one of my co-workers and a good friend of mine, Jerry Hagans, from up around Maytown, had a birthday. So that was a proper
day
yesterday.
I got a question for you.
Go right ahead.
Keith didn't take Lindsay beefing it up for a birthday, did he?
They had auctioned that flat gap first, and he bought us some kids out there.
Okay. I thought he took her to dinner and beefing it up.
Carnival, then he took her to beef it up for dinner.
I knew it was cheap, but I...
But she got fed good. They had some good food out there.
There you go. I'm just messing with you, Keith.
I know it.
I'm glad I'm about 18 miles from him right now. I want to tell you about a show that's coming up. A couple shows, actually. Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers, also appearing with Larry, will be first time around, and the Mitchell Shepherd Band's going to be at the historic Set Theater on Friday, November the 6th. Matter of fact, next week.
That's true.
We're going to be interviewing Larry Sparks live and in person here at the radio station. So tickets will be sold at the door. If you want more information, call 791-4321. For Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers. He always draws a good crowd down there.
Yes, he does.
And if you want to venture down to Salt Lake on the 7th of November, the Streamliner Band will be doing their CD release party down there at Debbie's Music Palace down there. Great food, some of the best soup beans you've ever put in
and
your mouth.
And some great people. Liz in here last week.
Debbie will be doing a couple numbers. The Streamliner Band will be down there at Salt Lake, Kentucky on Saturday, November the 7th. And on Saturday, December the 5th,
that's
we've got our Christmas in the Highlands coming up. And the Highland Bluegrass Quartet's going to be there.
And got a great lineup.
We do. The Highland Bluegrass Quartet's going to be there. First time around, the Streamliner Band's going to be there. And Salvation Rain is going to be there.
Yes.
Andrew Oxer is going to be there live and in color.
There we go.
Aren't you, Andrew? Are you going to take sign autographs and everything that night?
Yes,
they will. Are they free or that you want
to sign anything except a check?
That's right.
What, brother? It's going to be taking place at the
Mountain Home Place.
I started to say the historic theater, but it's at the Home Place.
No.
But they decorate
it's a country museum.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We better grab a mic.
We're all messed up.
You know more about this than I do. Grab a mic there.
I was just trying to get information myself and
that's exactly
else that
right.
Be interested.
That's true.
You know, when someone does good, you need to recognize it. Miss Loretta, every year, pays the rent on the building for us.
Well, that
isn't that
great.
Wonderful? Let's give her a good hand for that.
Yeah, man.
She goes back every year. And so many people do so many things. So it's going to be at the, what's it called? Country Highland.
Country
Museum.
Yep.
Country Highland. It's going to be a big show. We're going to have auctions, cakewalks. We're going to...
Santa Claus.
Jim, you're going to auction some stuff off.
That's
huh?
Thank you, Ken. I've got some timers to these days. Admission is $10 or a new unwrapped toy.
That's true.
We'll come back to that when I got a brain. And I also want to mention my good friend at McCoy's Tree Service, 395-0473. He's located in Inez, Kentucky. If you need any tree trimming, stuff removal, Jim, we can speak personally because you've used him.
Absolutely.
I've used him.
And the church has used him. And he does great service. Cleans everything up. You can't even tell he's been there.
You know, Andrew had Amanda out there cutting bushes the other day, and he ought to call Mr. McCoy, hadn't
yep.
he? Andrew, what's wrong with you?
Amanda's cheap.
Amanda's
cheap.
No, I think you're cheap. He's in Inez, Kentucky. Wife pregnant with baby.
And out there swinging a weed eater.
Oh, he said she only
had eight. She's got a few more days left, though.
But anyway, he's got over 40 years experience, and Jim, he's got the equipment to do
absolutely
the work and the manpower. You call James at 395-0473. That's McCoy's Tree Service, located in
Inez.
And then, John, if you give me just a second to get a capo on, and why don't you tell folks what we're going to be doing?
Well, I think we'll do.
You got one I know.
We'll do this one, you know. I think you know them all.
Three times. Do something different.
It's called I Am a Pilgrim. And E. In the key of E. E, not D. E. E.
We're doing an E.
Yeah.
We are.
That's B. That's B flat.
E.
On the second.
I told you to do that one I know.
Go straight to B.
I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this worsened land. I've got home in that yonder city, Lord, and it's not made by hand. I'm going down to the River of Jordan just to ease my troubled soul. I've just touched the hem of his garments, but Lord, I do believe it would make me whole. I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this worrisome land. I've got home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand.
Maybe how about singing this one? Family who prays never shall part. I believe you can sing it, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
Give me the words.
Yeah. I want to hear this. G.
Family who pray will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say in word, my good faithful servant. Family who pray shall part. Satan has parted our fathers and mothers, filling their heart with envy and hate, hurting their pathway down to destruction, leaving their children like orphans to stray. The family who pray shall never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say in earth, my good faithful servant. Never shall part. Wars and tornadoes are taking our loved ones, leaving us tearful and sad aching hearts. Over the river with family who pray never shall part. The family who pray will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. My good faithful servant, for the family who pray never shall part.
You know who doesn't know the value of a dollar? My son. Leaving every light on in the house. We do not live in a lighthouse.
Whatever, Dad.
You know who does know the value of a dollar? McDonald's. They have 5 extra value meals for under $5 each, like the Big Mac sandwich or 2 tasty snack wrap sandwiches with medium fries and a medium soft drink. Now we all could learn a lesson like that.
I said whatever.
Love your wallet more. Add a 3-piece mozzarella sticks to your favorite 5 under $5 meal for just a dollar more. Price participation may vary, limited time only.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning, McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a savory bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
Oh, when you're out there on the farm, McDonald's is a friend when it comes to mealtime.
Absolutely.
Because you work till dark every night. And when you're on your way home, you don't want to wait.
Nope. You can go through and you can even get breakfast of a night now.
Yeah, you can.
You like gravy and biscuits. Or
one of our favorites, Jim goes to work on Monday, and I go about the same way. And me and him are real bad about stopping getting them
breakfast
sausage burritos,
yep.
Aren't we?
And they're good.
Hang on.
Don't drive.
As Clyde Bowling used to say,
I stop side the road and eat mad.
Yeah.
Either that or in the parking lot there.
Yeah, I see you driving down the road, Sean. As Clyde Bowling used to say, they're so good that your tongue would slap your eyeballs out.
Absolutely.
You remember that one he used to say?
That's why you have stopped needed, isn't it, Glenn, so you can see.
They're in 14 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. And, Jim, every one of their facilities are brand new.
Absolutely. That's true, Dave.
And like you say, they have breakfast all day long.
All day long.
Every now and then, Nikki and I like to have breakfast for dinner.
Breakfast is good.
And she likes the hot cakes. And I like, of course, the big breakfast.
Yep.
And no pressure, but, Andrew, what's the number one combo at McDonald's? Nobody's ever missed this question.
Be the Big Mac.
Oh, you got it, son.
Don't ask Glenn. He'll say gravy and beef.
What's Avery like? Yeah. What's Avery like?
Oh, Avery loves the fries.
She likes the French fries?
She loves the fries, yeah.
I think she'd be a nugget girl.
I can usually get a combo and give her the fries, and I'll eat the burger.
There you go. That's our good friends at McDonald's. Like we say, 14 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky, and they love to see you smile.
That's true.
And also our good friends at Collie Tire. I stopped out and saw Wallace.
That was Wallace, man.
And I was kind of dogging him about the donuts.
What about the coffee? Did he have coffee for you?
He had coffee. I was up all night. I watched the Late Show and the Late Late Show.
I tried you slap in yesterday, wasn't it?
Loretta, if you ever go to Collie Tire, if you drink the coffee, it's the strongest cup of coffee you'll ever drink in your life.
You have to hold it down to drink it.
You have to run.
You have to hold the cup down to drink it, or to get away from you, it's a stout.
But I was questioning about the donuts because there wasn't no donuts when I went in.
He hit them when he seen you pull in, Dave.
Oh, we did.
Somebody's told him about how you love donuts.
Well, who don't love donuts?
That's true.
Collie Tire is located on the Paintsville Lake Road. You can phone him at 297-2424. If you need tires, Collie Tire is the place to go. They got any kind of tire you want, or any budget you
that's
want.
That's true.
He's got the good Michelin, the Mastercraft, the Dunlop, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Uniroyal, General, Firestone, Bridgestone, and it just goes on and on and on. You just tell Chris what you need and your budget, and he'll hook you up.
He'll
when the time's
you.
Coming.
That's true.
And you know, Jim, there's no excuse running around on bad tires.
Nope.
Financing available. $25 oil changes out there, and they got the latest technology on front-end alignment out
that's
there.
That's true.
So you can't go wrong. They've also got the good interstate batteries. As you went out to the car and it sounded like a whining old mule in the morning, Jim. Yeah, you need a good interstate battery.
Now. Interstate.
They got the good that's interstate batteries. Going. Great waiting room out there.
Absolutely. Big screen.
Still got a checkerboard. I'm preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
Well, they've got nice first everybody with donuts.
Huh?
He's got donuts.
He's got all this checkerboard money budgeted for the donuts.
For the donuts that. Right now.
And if Wallace is asleep and you walk in, just poke him a little bit. He'll wake
yeah, come
up.
Out of it.
That's our good friends at Collie Tire. Phone at 297-2424. They're on the Paintsville Lake Road right here in Staffordsville, Kentucky.
Absolutely.
That's out. So go see him.
House of Gold.
House of Gold. Good D.
Key of D.
D.
Yeah. Okay.
Silver will melt away.
safely living this world in a house of gold. And you know my God and knew my soul. And you know my God and knew my soul.
Speed things up a little bit.
Do that.
G.
G.
What kind of man?
Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
That's our good friends, Fannin's.
Fannin's
Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something, Jim. If you haven't been to Fannin's in a while, you ought to go in there. She has cleaned shop down there and cleaned that store. It's beautiful in there. She's rearranged everything. She's got everything organized. And in the front window, I know you're always looking for deals.
Yep. Everybody is.
They've got good deals. They've got some closed out stuff in the front window.
They sure
really dealing it at Fannin's. They're located down here on Main Street. Bluegrass in the Highlands, oldest sponsor.
Sponsor been around for a long time.
Oh, man, they've been right there with us for the long run.
They sure have.
Oldest sponsor. And they're good folks. They
absolutely
really are.
Today.
If you need any heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric done, you can call the good folks at Fannin's, and they'll come out.
Absolutely. And winter's just around the corner, and you might need your filters checked and changed.
They've got filters. I saw a big selection. I bought some for my furnaces down there. And you know, Jim, if you don't want to change them or you're elderly, you just call Fannin's. They'll come out to your house and do it for
that's
you.
True. Absolutely.
You know, I've got one under my house that has to be changed once a year. And they come out and change that once a year for me.
That's great.
Because that hole that goes on the house, for some reason...
Getting smaller, isn't it?
...has stuck on me. I don't know why, but I find it harder and harder to get under there each and every year.
I know where you're coming from on that.
Now, I could call Andrew and get Amanda over to do it, but...
Well, wait for her to have that baby. She may not be able to get
in her. I told me she'd go in on her back.
Oh, okay.
Boy, Andrew's in big trouble.
He just don't know it yet, does he?
You better hope, brother.
I'd say somebody's already called and woke her up.
Yeah, so somebody's woke her up. Andrew's going to get woke up a little bit, but anyway. Yeah. Anything you need for Fannin's this place?
Absolutely.
I want to talk about our good friends at Phillips. I went out and saw Phillips the other day, and Mr. Phillip wasn't there.
Oh, my.
I understand you saw Mr. Hardaway.
Well, I was wanting to tell that after I beefed it up, I was standing there talking to Phillip Keaton. Mm-hmm. Linda walked up, and I was going to introduce, and I just said Phillip. And she said, oh, Phillip's Hardware.
Yeah.
Me and Phillip both laughed. I said, no, Phillip's Keaton. But that tells you just how popular Phillip goes with Phillip's Hardware.
We'll start calling him Mr. Hardware.
Mr. Hardware. There you go. That'll keep people from being confused with Phillip.
Well, you know, he ran off to another convention the other day.
Oh, did he really?
And me and the boys had a union meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about forming. Because he runs off and leaves them boys.
Well, he stays awful busy.
Yeah. You know, and they're wanting more money.
Wanting more money and two checkerboards.
Yeah.
Two liars bench, isn't it?
Said he's running off all these conventions and they need more money.
Absolutely. So,
and if they get more money, we're going to get more money.
That's for sure.
No, Phillips Heat Hardware has got you ready for winter, Jim. I did make some notes
on okay.
Hardware while I was down there. And they're your heat headquarters.
Now. Absolutely.
They got any kind of heater you want. They've got one heater down there right now, 50% off on a heater down there. Coal stoves and the MS series down there. You can heat your house and save over $200 a month on your electric
bill. That's true, and you're the one that you don't have to have a hot water heater.
Exactly. And if you have a pool, it'll heat your pool in the summertime. So it has year-round business down there. Any kind of heat you want. He's got an Echo chainsaw down there. It was $379.99. Now just $325.
That is a good deal, Dave.
Well, if you're going to cut some wood, it's a good deal.
Yes.
Tell him.
Echo.
Not Eco.
Echo. Echo.
Not McCullough.
That branded right here, Ken.
Not McCullough. You know, nothing like that.
That's true.
Hey, guess what else he's got down there with winter coming on?
What's that?
And this may work for me and you, Jim. He's got dog houses down there.
We know a fella right
Andrew's
here.
Not you.
Tell him put it on hold. Andrew will run by and pick it up.
Yeah. He's got big ones and little ones down there.
Well, good.
Winter coming on, you know, me and my wife were talking about we got this cat outside,
mm-hmm.
keeping it good and warm in the winter. And he's got all kinds of dog houses down there, big and small. And Jim, one of the finest fishing holes I've ever seen over there.
Well, that is true.
Man, he's got it all. He's got the good marine batteries. He's got some used trolling motors for sale.
Anything you need to do with fishing, that's your one-stop.
You better know it.
Store right there.
Anything you need for hardware, anything you can think of.
Drain pipe. He's got drainage pipe.
Yeah.
Everything and a small engine repair. We don't want to get that.
Yeah, now's the perfect time to take that mower, weed eater in, get it fixed.
And have it ready for next year.
Let me tell you something about those Echoes down there. You just pull them a half a turn, they'll start.
And they start.
He's got wood chippers down there. He's got it all down there. Anything you want in Hardware Lane. Go see on the Paintsville Lake Road. Go see Mr. Hardware.
Mr. Hardware.
Call him Mr. Hardware.
Hardware's a man.
That's a friend at Phillips Heat and Hardware. You can phone him at 297-3456. So we got time for one more number. When John, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, green pastures.
I jumped above two songs just to do this song. This is a good one.
Going upon
coming in today.
And absolutely.
Highland Bluegrass Quartet. We got to get out of here.
We sure do, Dave.
Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus Christ.
We got Larry Sparks next week. Stay tuned. We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.